This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. It is time to put the wraps on our morning session. Time to bring on the news at 9, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 69 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pushing back against growing pressure from Democrats to withdraw from the race after his debate performance this week. ABC's Selena Wang is at the White House this morning.
Sources say that Biden and Vice President Harris spoke to campaign staff on Wednesday, trying to reassure them to move forward together. The 81-year-old telling them, "I'm in this race to the end and we're going to win."
Biden doing radio interviews today with hosts in Philadelphia and Madison, Wisconsin, and will sit down tomorrow with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. The heat, the big story across much of the U.S., California in the midst of what could be its worst heat wave in nearly two decades. Intelligence bulletins obtained by ABC News detail concerns about Independence Day celebrations in New York City, San Francisco, and Las Vegas. Their biggest fear, a possible lone terrorist. This is ABC News. A new team-up in the works in the world of high-fashion retail. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This really would be a mega merger in the world of retail. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the parent company of Saks Fifth Avenue will buy its rival luxury retailer Neiman Marcus in a deal worth nearly $2.7 billion. This would create a new company called Saks Global. An unexpected partner in this deal will be none other than the online retail titan Amazon.
Getting a minority stake, providing technology help as well. Worries about those two popular weight loss drugs. New studies show Ozempic and Wegovy could be contributing to a rare form of blindness. Researchers say that the users have a higher risk of that condition that could affect the optic nerve. And while hot dog eating champ Joey Chestnut will not be at the Nathan's Famous competition on Coney Island today, he'll still be chowing down, taking part in a hot dog eating contest with troops at Fort Bliss in Texas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
A high of 83 today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely by late morning. Some could be strong. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low of 63. Friday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain, showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 74. 79 Saturday with a 30% chance of spotty showers in the afternoon. Currently on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're up 5 degrees from the overnight low. It is 69.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
And right now, it comes with 4 free phones of your choice with no trade-in needed. That's something to sing about. Let's try that again. 4 free phones.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show today on WRCO and WRCE. I'm Phil Nee, and we've had certainly a good run of great guests here over the course of the last several weeks, and we will wrap up the week with some great stuff. On our next show tomorrow, we'll be talking about all the good that Kiwanis does in our area, and they'll have some more pancakes for a cause coming up. We'll also be saying farewell to Ashley Hagenell, who will be outgoing, or she is the outgoing, Alice in Dairyland. And in fact, on Monday, she'll be giving up her crown officially. And we'll be talking about that as well on the morning show. Next week, we'll talk about some more area school districts. Talk with Lauren Glassbrenner, River Valley, next week. And also, members of the Riverdale District will be in on Wednesday of next week to talk about their upcoming referendum and some really exciting things for the new school year, which, you know, we kind of have a respite from talking about schools in July, but everybody is pushing ahead and moving forward to the next school year. We'll have members of the Richland Center District in with us a little bit later on this month as well. Later on during this show, we'll be talking about some consumer protection tips. Michelle Reinen will be in to talk about the month of July and some things like Military Consumer Protection Month and back to school sales and scams. You always got to be aware. Those scammers don't even rest, not even on a holiday, that's for sure. So some tips from Michelle coming up a little bit later on today. On this portion of the show, we present some interviews that were recorded earlier this summer. Economic Equity Now, a subsidiary of the Patriotic Millionaires Great Economy Project, held question and answer programs featuring the Democratic candidates running for the 3rd Congressional District in the August primary. Rebecca Cook stopped by the studio when she was in town and talked with WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz.
We're here today with Rebecca Cook, who is a candidate for the 3rd Congressional District. And Rebecca, can you tell us a little something about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to be in Richland Center. I drove down from Eau Claire, which is where I'm from, so I grew up on a dairy farm up that way. Used to show cattle and 4-H from the time I could walk and hold a halter. We had registered Holstein, so that's very much a big part of who I am, and I've ran a small business here in the 3rd Congressional District for a number of years. And I also run a nonprofit that supports women entrepreneurs throughout 18 counties, helping folks get their start. So that's a little bit about my background and what I've been doing professionally for some time. So
now, if I remember right, you ran before. Was it for Congress or Assembly?
I ran for U.S. Congress before. So I ran last cycle in a Democratic primary, and I lost by just 8% of the vote. I was outspent by 2 folks in that election, but we did a lot of great organizing work and the way that we were able to win such a strong, you know, second place, not first place. But we won 11 out of 19 counties in the district, and so including Richland County, but also population centers like Eau Claire and Portage counties. And I think that my message really resonated for folks in particular in rural communities, and making people feel really heard and really working to show up and talk a lot about working class issues.
You know, I think around here for Richland County, it is important to be focus on rural issues and lower income economy type things. Do you find that in other counties too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think it really surprises people, especially when I show up in rural communities. I was actually at the Richland County Fair here last year. And when I show up in small communities, you know, it's not just to talk to the Democratic Party, it's to talk to all sorts of folks. And when I was at the fair in particular, I don't just stand at the Democratic booth because people don't necessarily want to talk politics at the fair. They want to cheese curds and go on rides. And so I think it's a great time to be able to talk to farmers. And so I'll go around and talk with folks and say, you know, I'm Rebecca Cook. I'm running for Congress. I used to show cattle just like you. And they're kind of surprised that I'm in the dairy and beef barn at the Richland County Fair when I'm running for Congress. And, you know, I introduced myself to this guy and he says, "So what are you?" And he said, "Well, what do you mean, what am I?" And he said, "Are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?" And I said, "Well, I'm a Democrat, but I'm a good one." And he handed my flyer back to me. And I said, "Well, you haven't listened to what I've had to say yet." And I said, "You know, my parents who are aging can barely afford, you know, their pharmaceutical drugs, their health care, like their dental care. And I want to expand Medicare to cover vision, dental, and hearing, the very things that deteriorate as folks age. I want to see our parents and our grandparents age with dignity." And he said, "Well, yeah, that just makes sense." And he took my flyer back from me. And we had this long conversation. And I think there's so much across party lines that, you know, can bring Wisconsinites together, shared values, concerns over a lot of the same issues, from healthcare to affordable housing. You know, there's a lot of corporations that are price gouging consumers and making a lot of money off the backs of their workers. And, you know, I'm running a very pro-worker campaign, very pro-working class campaign that's really comprised of a broad coalition of folks, from teachers to farmers to union workers to healthcare workers to hospitality workers. I myself, I actually waitress 3 nights a week while I'm running for Congress 7 days a week. And so I really understand a lot of the same issues that other people are going through because I've lived them myself.
It seems like when you read the news and everything, there's such a polarization between the two parties. Do you see a lot of that on the road?
I think there's a lot more talk like on the internet, right? But when you look somebody in the eye and you start talking about things, and I think that's what we've lost sight of. I think there's a very us versus them, but truly we are all Wisconsinites, you know, at the end of the day, like I was saying, that have a lot of shared values. And so I think it's trying to find that common ground because of how polarized the country is, especially at the national level. You know, it kind of can feel like you might be afraid to talk to your neighbor about certain issues, but I think it's important for us to be able to come together to get common sense legislation passed. And I think there's an opportunity to do that on a variety of issues. And so, you know, I certainly think that exists, but I really spend a lot of time, you know, working to motivate and encourage Democrats to, you know, come out to vote and that kind of thing. But also it's important to me to talk to conservative members of this district and to build relationships and I think find common ground. So
now you're in town because you're going to speak at the Economic Equity Now of Richland County program. And I think it's interesting because a lot of the things you brought up is kind of what they're looking at, because that group involves Democrats, it involves Republicans, and those that don't go with either party, but they all have a common idea and a common need and a common vision. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm getting from you here today.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, this is a purple district. It's comprised of a lot of different folks. You know, it's not totally blue. It's not totally red, right? And so I think somebody that's going to work to represent this district needs to understand what their constituents want, all right, and really working to deliver for them. And I'm excited to learn more about what your group has been working on and some of the things that you've been organizing. And so I'm really excited for that. And also to kind of share what my vision has been as I've been campaigning, and what it will be when I'm elected member of Congress, hopefully next year. So,
and getting to that point, what is your vision?
Yeah. So I think it comes back to some of the things that I've been, you know, really talking about is being a real champion for the working class. I mentioned that I showed cattle and grew up on a dairy farm, but we also had to sell our cows because of the price of milk and competition with larger dairies. And I feel in particular that a lot of rural communities feel very left behind as, you know, when you lose a farm or, you know, it's not just losing a business, but it's part of you're losing parts of your tradition and heritage and way of life. And there hasn't been things that have really replaced that economically in some of our rural communities and the kind of ripple effects that that has. And so, you know, I think putting forth, I'd love to serve on the Ag Committee and putting forth policy that really works to support small and mid-sized farms and helps to revitalize a lot of communities across Western Wisconsin is something that I'm really going to advocate for. I also come from a union family. My brother is a union firefighter. My sister works for the teachers union in Minnesota. And I think getting the PRO Act passed is something that would change a lot of people's lives in Wisconsin after we all have lived under, you know, Act 10 and what Scott Walker and his cronies did to really decimate worker power. So those are a couple of the things. I mean, being a part of the Ag Committee, actually getting a farm bill passed and making sure the farm bill really truly serves farmers and getting the PRO Act passed as well. Those are pieces of legislation and things that I'm excited to work on.
I think it's interesting, you know, you bring up the farmers because reports I've seen, we have more cows now, but less farms mm-hmm. because they've had to conglomerate into big industry business, basically. We've lost the mom and pop farms.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was something my family faced. You know, we at one point, we couldn't afford to become a really big dairy. So we milked three different farms. We had our home farm. We rented a couple of other farms on either end of the road to just to try to make it work. But I think that there is a place in the ecosystem for all farms and to really work to figure out how to make those mid-sized farms continue to operate and to continue to thrive, I think is important.
What is the most important thing you feel about running your campaign? Is it being behind like a microphone here now and talking, or is it getting out and meeting the constituents one-on-one?
Well, this is a great opportunity to be able to talk with you today because this message gets out to everybody because we are such a large geographic district. But really being able to connect with people one-to-one and showing up in communities, no matter the size, I think is what's really important to me. We ran a 19-county district tour last cycle and showed up in a lot of places that had never, you know, seen a member of Congress roll through before, right? And I think that that's a big part of it is showing up and not just being lip service. It's easy to just go to the big metropolises of Eau Claire and La Crosse and call it good because that's where a lot of the votes are, right? But we make a point to get down to Grant County to Crawford County to Richland County, Juneau, Monroe, and really build authentic relationships. That's what, you know, a lot of campaigning is about to me is really hearing from people, their stories, showing up and listening. And then, you know, as a leader and ideally the next member of Congress, I can take from what I hear directly from constituents and make policy that can positively impact them and impact our communities.
And would that continue when elected? I know Ron Kine used to do that. He'd come in here and sit with me twice a year. You know, he'd make the rounds. Would you continue that?
Oh, 100%. I want to run a very, very constituent-centered office, you know, one that has caseworkers on staff and that has a number of different district offices, again, not just in larger communities, but really has field workers that can connect with people in small towns to really be of service. And ideally, I'd like my chief of staff to be based in district. They can be in D.C. with me, but to commute back and forth as well and to just, I think, show Wisconsin 3 that constituent service is one of our top priorities.
Now, you've talked about what you used to do. Mm-hmm. Personally, where are you at now?
I live in Eau Claire. Eau Claire is my hometown. And so, I'm not married. I have a great boyfriend. You know, like I mentioned, you know, I'm waitressing three nights a week. I'm running a nonprofit that serves women entrepreneurs throughout 18 counties. I'm running a hospitality business. all while I'm running for Congress 7 days a week. So you don't see a lot of people that are my age stepping up to run. I'm 36 years old. That's because people are busy working, right? And I still am doing that. I think it's really hard to run for Congress and, you know, hold down basically three different jobs. But I think that that's what we need, is somebody that's more reflective of our community to be able to serve working families in Congress.
I've kind of seen the other side where people think, well, I'm retired now, I've hit 65, now I can do these things. But then you don't get the young person's input that way, do you? I think it's important to have age groups on both realms, don't
right.
you?
Yeah, I think so too, for sure.
Is there anything, Rebecca, that I haven't asked you about that you'd like our listeners to know?
I think you asked me a lot of great questions, so I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you having me here and getting an opportunity to connect and connect with folks around Richland County and beyond. So thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Rebecca Cook, who joined Joanne Krulutz in the studio with us a little bit earlier this year. Economic Equity Now, the Patriotic Millionaires Club subsidiary, holding the question and answer programs. Joanne was able to catch up with candidates Katrina Shanklin and Eric Wilson at their respective programs as well. We present the comments now of Katrina Shanklin with Joanne.
We're here with Katrina Shanklin, who is a candidate for the 3rd District Congressional seat in Wisconsin here. Katrina, can you tell me kind of what your priorities are if you get elected?
Sure. The first thing I want to do is restore common sense to Congress. We have seen an inactive and chaotic congressional session because of House Republicans' not only inability to lead, but they're really creating more problems instead of solving one. Congressman Derek Van Orden has been at the center of the chaos. He was the one who yelled lies at the president during the State of the Union, and he really cares less about solving problems than he does about, you know, getting attention. He's on Twitter attacking his constituents and blocking them instead of in the halls of Congress working for us. And I am running as a state lawmaker who's passed 225 bipartisan bills into law, as somebody who's a proven leader with experience to get things done and values you can trust. And as I travel around the 3rd Congressional District, what I hear from people the most on is making healthcare more affordable, investing in our infrastructure, supporting workers to make sure that they get ahead, making sure we grow our middle class, and also the fight for clean drinking water continues in central and western Wisconsin with both nitrate contamination and PFAS contamination. So holding the PFAS polluters accountable and making sure that people don't have to pay for their clean drinking water when it's the chemical manufacturers who cause the problem is a big priority for me in Congress, as well as finding solutions on preventing nitrate runoff and helping farmers with conservation, just like I have in the state capitol.
If you get elected, how do you see that playing out? How do you plan to exercise those programs?
Yeah, and I would say this. I think first and foremost, when we demand more of our government, we get more. And one of the things I'm doing as I travel around the 3rd Congressional District is working hard to send that message to people to feel empowered. They have a lot of leverage as voters to demand more from their representatives, and if they don't like them, Congressman Van Orden, you know, he hasn't gotten anything done for us. They can kick him out of office and elect people like me who will, and then hold me accountable should I not get where we need to go. But what I'll say is, as a proven problem solver with experience to get things done, I want to be an equal partner with our rural, local communities across the 3rd to really fight for not only health care funding and support in our rural areas for keeping our hospitals open, but also education. We talked a lot in Richland Center at an event earlier, and then about public education at all levels, including child care, supporting early childhood educators, I should say, pre-K, K-12 public schools, and higher education, specifically UW-Richland's closure. And I want to be not only working on those issues in the halls of Congress, but also in this community. And I think that's really how we get things done. It isn't just about introducing a bill and calling it a day. It's about building relationships with people across the 3rd and Western and Central Wisconsin, and with members of Congress, reaching across the aisle to get results and being willing to compromise in order to do that without compromising our values.
Now you have two other candidates running against you on the Democratic ticket in the primary. What makes you better than those other two?
The greatest difference is that I have experience. I'm the only candidate who has won an election. I'm the only candidate who's beaten a Republican at the ballot box. And when I've done so, I've done it by double digits. And I'm the only candidate who's gotten results for working families and seniors. I work across the aisle with anyone willing to solve serious problems, keeping the people of Wisconsin up at night. And passing 225 bipartisan laws really shows that I'm somebody who not only is interested in problem solving, but interested in taking on those big issues and fearlessly leading on behalf of her community. And that's very different than the other two who don't have that experience to get things done.
Is there anything that you'd like the listeners to know that you haven't been asked about tonight?
As I travel across the 3rd Congressional District, I tell everybody that this is one of the most competitive congressional districts, not only in the state, but the country. It's in the top 25 competitive House congressional districts. And the way that they measure that is by the number of Democrats or Republicans in a district. But I know in Western Wisconsin, people are really independent. So I think that measurement is kind of a misnomer. I believe that the independent streak that we see, that I know and love in Central and Western Wisconsin, is really showing that people think for themselves and they work to elect leaders who not only represent them, but who they see themselves in. And I'm somebody who grew up in a small rural town. I have public school teacher parents who taught me at a very young age, if you see a problem, don't just complain about it, find a solution. So I've always been solution oriented and committed to improving my community. And I believe that's the people of Central and Western Wisconsin. We have problems on our hands, big ones, complex ones, serious ones that we need to solve together. Congressman Van Orden has shown he's not up for that fight. He's not willing to sit down with his constituents of all political parties and beliefs. He can barely even get it together in Congress without embarrassing us. And so I think we need a proven leader with experience to get results. And I'm excited to continue traveling around the third to get it done.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
The comments of Katrina Shanklin, the second of the three candidates, who will be running against each other in the August primary coming up on Tuesday, August 13th. The third candidate, Eric Wilson, also had a chance to sit down and talk with Joanne.
Eric, what are some of your goals as you are, planning your campaign? And what are some of your platforms that you're running on?
My platform is about people. I am the only candidate running for Medicare for All. I'm the only candidate that has called for a ceasefire. I'm the only candidate that is talking about student loans and responsible gun ownership, as well as just LGBTQ rights is a big one. I just want everyone to have the opportunities that they deserve within our district and not just survive, but thrive.
How do you, like some people I talk to, if you give too much, then you're becoming a socialist. And I'm a firm believer that, people all need fair playing field, but you also need to work for what you get. How do you kind of find that area where you're still being democratic and not socialist, but making sure everybody's getting what they deserve?
Mm-hmm. Well, Wisconsinites,
that's
a fair question. I think Wisconsinites, we are hard workers. It's just part of who we are. And what I'm trying to do is make sure that we aren't just trying to survive. So it's the hierarchy of needs. If you don't have shelter, food, housing, it's hard to move on to the next needs. And that's where you get to work hard, right? Like you get to learn and use your skills to build and develop. And so I think if we make sure that people have their health, make sure that they have a place to sleep, and make sure that they have access to education and then just food and water, I think then we can start talking about the next level and the working hard. But if you're just trying to survive, it's very difficult. And how things are structurally set up with big corporations, with the current system, even just having those basic needs is difficult.
So basically, having access is the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, I would say having access, and then the wealthy paying their fair share so that they don't just continue to get more wealthy and everyone gets poorer. but we are supporting everyone.
I think, though, like we've talked, what do you consider wealthy? Because some people think they're wealthy, but we're not talking about somebody that makes $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. We're talking about the millionaires.
I'm talking about the 1%, I think, is truly where we need to increase taxes. And they have gotten to that point because of thousands of people, right? Putting in the work, and no one needs that much money, and so they should be contributing back to society, is my belief.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to share?
Just a little campaign update. We have had a lot of momentum, and have been just skyrocketing the past few months, and so really excited to be out in the district in the next 2 months and share who I am and why I'm running, and show up for Wisconsin.
All right, well, thank you.
So, yeah, thank you.
On our morning show today, the three candidates will be going against one another on the partisan primary election in Wisconsin, which will be held on Tuesday, August 13th. Thanks for joining us for our morning show today on WRCO Radio. We'll have more coming up.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family first.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
It is time to talk consumer protection for July. Some tips for you. And joining us is Administrator Michelle Ryan. And Michelle, here we are. It's halfway through the year already.
Yeah, I can't believe it that we're already to July. But we have some good stuff for this month. Looking forward to chatting about it.
Okay. Well, let's kick it off and talk about Military Consumer Protection Month. Can you give us an overview of that?
Yeah, we know that active military service members, veterans, retirees, and their families have all made great sacrifices for our country. And in turn, DADCAP is there to serve them by assisting consumers with issues and protecting them against scams and frauds. And the reason why this is so important is the Federal Trade Commission, just last year in 2023, received over 192,000 reports from military consumers. And a third of those reports indicated having lost money to fraud, with the total losses being $477 million. And, you know, they are targeted in the same way that other consumers are, but they're also their own culture in some ways. And so an imposter scam being one of the top categories with 42,000 reports and $178 million in loss to that scam is targeted differently because the imposter is usually the government that the scammer is presenting themselves as, and the government is so critical to the culture and the mission and the work that these service members are doing. And so it's very easy to fall victim to these scams.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So it must look legitimate when they see it come across, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because it looks like it's about government benefits and programs, or maybe it's about the unique employment conditions that have led them to being targeted. But we see housing scams, fake government benefits, as well as identity theft, things specifically targeting these individuals.
Fake government benefits, how does that work?
Yeah, these are scammers pretending to be a government official, agency, or program, and they ask for your money or personal information. They might claim to be representing the IRS, following up on student aid applications, or what we refer to as FAFSA forms, or contacting that military service member about health care benefits. They are professionals. They know how to make their story seem real and might even share some of the individual's personal information that they've acquired over time to convince that individual that it's legitimate. And they go so far as to spoof that caller ID and email address to make it look like it's appearing from that official government source. So we hope everyone, especially our military, always pause before they act and take a few minutes to verify what's happening and never send money or give away information in response to these unexpected, out-of-the-blue requests.
So we're talking about people that serve in the military right now are active serving. Does that also go for retired military as well?
Absolutely. This category talks about our veterans, retirees, their family members, and those active duty service members. They, you know, are all targeted because of that culture of and community that they belong to and their unique employment conditions and benefits that they are entitled to after that employment is ended.
Well, it's not too far down the road for back to school. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but that's the case for teachers and students. But we also want to kind of look ahead to them and maybe some sales scams and things like that. What can you tell us about that, Michelle?
Yeah, this creeps up on us faster and faster each year. It seems like we're just celebrating having left school, but then we see those ads start to pop up already for next year. And we want people to avoid getting scammed by fake websites. Scammers send those fake ads claiming to be that trusted business. And the ads offer these amazing deals and low prices, but they lead shoppers to a near identical copy of that seller's website. But really, it's the scammer. It's not the website you think you're at. And they do this to steal your money and your personal data. So please avoid clicking links in emails, texts, and other promotional messages that you might receive via social media with those really deep, too good to be true discounts that they may put on those hot back to school items.
It's easy to sit here and say, well, I wouldn't fall for that, but evidently those websites look pretty legitimate, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. And this is becoming a real leader in the scams right now, is the imposter websites, if you will. So verify a web address is correct before you enter any payment information, since the fake websites sometimes use keyloggers that track your information that you've typed in before you finalize the purchase. So do that verification. Look real hard at that URL and make sure it's legit, that there isn't a number in place of a letter or an extra dash extended name behind it, that you are really at the .com that you think you want to be at.
Not always. Do you save money? I mean, I want to put a plug for our local businesses, but that's maybe an easier way to avoid those kind of scams, to shop locally, isn't it?
Absolutely. Going in person can be one option. And those local businesses may have online options as well with in-store pickups, and that can be something. There's someone there that you can talk to, that you can give a call to, and you know you're dealing with a real entity, as well as you'll know that the state's weights and measures inspectors could be out there verifying scanners to be sure that things scan accurately. And that's something you just want to check anytime that you are at the checkout, is verify that the items are priced correctly based on the shelf price and what's scanning out before you make your payment.
Switching gears, solar power system installation, that's becoming a big thing. Are there some scams involved in that, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely, or unfortunately, if you will. This has become a large upfront investment, and so we want to be sure that people are making sure that they do their research before, because we've certainly identified that some businesses fail to provide the agreed services in a timely manner through complaints that we've received, and this can lead to consumers paying off loans on non-functional energy systems. So do your research before. Thoroughly research a solar company before you sign a contract with them. Check for complaints with DADCAP and the Better Business Bureau. And really important, because this is kind of a new area, is be sure you receive quotes from multiple installers and make sure they visit the site in person before giving you that quote, to be sure that what they are quoting will be appropriate for your location. But you also want to verify any information and that you qualify for government grants, tax credits, and other incentives. Verify that independently with another source before you sign any contract, because usually it's a really important part of the decision making in whether or not you want to install solar.
Are there special permits and things like that? Should you contact somebody locally to find out more about that?
Yeah, great point. You definitely want to contact your municipality to find out if you're going to need any special permits or approvals to install a solar energy system in your area. What is your municipality doing in this area? Be sure you're working with the appropriate licensed contractors, if that's appropriate, because it's not just typically a normal contractor. You could be having to deal with an electrician as well. And you want to be sure that all of that is on the up and up, so your municipality doesn't have a problem with your installation either.
We're well underway with summer vacations and things like that. And again, we want to make people aware that there are some scammers out there looking to get your hard-earned money, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We've received reports that a new variation on the vacation scam is really impacting people's trust. They are using a invite-only group that appears reputable and legitimate and often supported by personal testimony. The scammers convince consumers to send money to a fake timeshare owner or business who wants to rent out their space. And then they often request payment through a peer-to-peer payment app like Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, and promise to send you more details before your trip. But unfortunately, those details never come, and they cut up all communication once they have your money, which is usually up front when you're making your reservation. So we want to be sure that people are verifying that your reservation, if you will, for your vacation is being booked through a legitimate source as opposed to something maybe in response to a social media group.
How can people take those steps to try to avoid that?
Yeah, well, first off is going to be the tip of that peer-to-peer payment method to pay strangers or businesses, because that's not going to be trackable. And so if that's the method of payment, something that's not trackable, like cash or wiring money, that should be a red flag. And then know that many legitimate timeshare companies offer rentals for unused properties, but no longer solicit business through social media. So the source of which you're using to make your reservation can also be something that you should question. Can you validate it using a second source besides just social media? And you want to visit a timeshare's website or verified listing on a third-party booking site besides just through this social media app. So different ways to confirm that things are legitimate outside of social media.
This month also you have tips for business owners as well, don't you?
Yeah. In this case, we've seen that a number of small business owners have been getting lookalike invoices and tax documents that claim to require payment for labor posters, annual reports, articles of incorporation, and beneficial ownership information. And they are actually soliciting that you make payment for a much higher price than if you just do this independently on your own with the appropriate agency. So please beware, if you are a small business owner or work for a small business, that federal documents related to business filings usually do not have additional fees, and all state documents can be acquired through the website of their respective agencies. So you don't have to respond to these postcards and solicitations that you're getting in order to obtain your documents for such high dollar values that they are posting them from. And we actually hope that these businesses report these types of mailings to Consumer Protection to make us aware of who is circulating these in our state.
So not only individuals, but businesses need to be aware as well, don't they?
Absolutely. Especially the small businesses tend to be targeted quite a bit because those owners and employees wear so many hats in the business and may not have really well-documented procedures because it's just a few people working there, and so they just handle everything. That is one reason why they are specifically targeted.
Well, Michelle, recently we had some bad storms pass through the state, and I'm guessing you'd like to reiterate to watch out for fly-by-night people that are trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah, that certainly tends to be our spring, and I hope it's not our summer as well, but please verify in advance of signing a contract or hiring a contractor that the contractor, you know, is legitimate and will follow through on the contract that you are asking them to fulfill. So get it in writing. Be sure that you are getting lien waivers from any contractor when you are making any payment, whether that's a down payment, partial payment, or final payment. Verify with your municipality that they can be doing work in your community, especially if they are going door to door. And be real cautious of anyone who is demanding payment upfront before providing services if there are no supplies needed to do the job, or if they indicate that they're giving you a great deep discount because they are just traveling through or have supplies left over from another job, which that's what we have to be cautious of during this storm chaser season.
Are there some things to watch out for? I mean, they should be able to display a license, but that could probably look pretty legit, maybe sometimes when it's not, too.
Yeah, if they provide high pressure, that is something of concern. Sometimes out-of-state plates can be a concern. If they're from a border state and coming into the community, they may be helping us out because of all the storms. But if they're from many states away, that is something to be cautious of, that they can legitimately or should be doing business in our state. Again, if they are demanding that payment upfront before providing any services, another something to be watchful of with that high pressure sales pitch.
If someone has concern or they're interested in anything that we've talked about today, Michelle, what's the best way to respond? How they should get a hold of you?
You can call the Wisconsin Consumer Protection Hotline here at DADCAP, 1-800-422-7128, or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
All right, Michelle. Always good stuff. Anything you'd like to add about what we've talked about today?
As mentioned, much of this is on our website in fact sheet form or press release. So certainly check things out before you engage in any business.
Okay. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for your expertise today.
Thank you.
Michelle is an administrator for Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And always glad to have her on during our monthly visits here on The Morning Show.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. 7 minutes before 10 o'clock, our temperature has continued to climb. We'll be up around 83 a little bit later on. Showers and thunderstorms in the radar coming up for this afternoon, possibly, and then going into the evening hours as well. 83 today, 63 tonight for a low. Friday, 74 with showers and thunderstorms likely. It is 71 degrees at WRCO Studios on the 4th of July.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old.
Happy 4th of July from all of us at WRCO, a classic Johnny Cash recitation from the old Johnny Cash television show in the early 1970s. Well, we hope you have a great day. Keep it tuned here for any weather updates, and hopefully we don't have to do that, but we're here for you in case we do, or if there are any schedule changes for local baseball or 4th of July celebrations or fireworks displays or whatever. We'll be here for you to pass along any valid and important information. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Phil Neese signing off for now. Bo Hendricks is in after the 10 o'clock update today. Also, Tim Feed is in later on as well to keep you company on this 4th of July. And Joanne Krulutz is here in the newsroom as well. Otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow, bright and early, right here.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller. Oh, Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Ever wonder what Oh, Cooch comes from? It comes from the Oh, Cooch Mountains, and we think it was put in there by Meriwether Lewis back in the 1833 Northwest Territories map. Oh, Cooch Mountains, right up there where Mount Tabor is in Richland County. You can go and check it out for yourself. But Oh, Cooch Books and Libations, named for the Native American tribe that was in the area back in the day when my family came here. Oh, Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart?
Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
The hometown of baseball season continues on Sunday when WRCO Sports puts the spotlight on Muscadet. The Mudcats will be playing host to the Arena Aces in a good local matchup. 12:45 pregame time, 1 o'clock first pitch time